Yo, what's up, everybody? J2O keeping it real for its king. Back for a quick update for the week. So this week was an interesting trading week. I did end up taking an L on AUD New Zealand. And the reason why I took this L, because I was trying to swing trade this for a buy opportunity, but I should have been more mindful because there was news on Tuesday. For New Zealand, the unemployment change and unemployment rate. So the employment rate was decreased. It was 4.0, so it was lower than previous. So therefore, the pair was strong for New Zealand. So that pushed the pair down. So for AUD New Zealand, it broke through support and just kept going down. But I kept holding it a little bit, because I didn't have a stop loss. So I had to manually close out the trades. I was busy working out in the gym, so I wasn't monitoring my trades. And then eventually, when I had time to check my phone, I noticed like, oh snap, it broke through support, and it didn't the support didn't hold, so my trade was invalid at that moment. So I ended up taking an L and had to like close my position. Because I got in trade on Tuesday because the news did shoot it up and then shot back down. But I was planning on holding it for a couple of days for this pair, but clearly I had to close it out Thursday. And right now I'm have a trade that I'm trading and holding is GBP CHF. So right now I'm looking for sell opportunities, so I'm swing trading it right now, holding it for a few more days. Let's see how the week starts for next week because of different news events, a lot of news events that's gonna affect the pound. So I'm still within my rules of holding because it didn't break through my supply zone yet. So therefore, I'm just gonna ride out the storm, and that's the thing about trading. Definitely work on risk management because you will take some L's. But sometimes I take L's on trades I stack because I get overly confident due to win streaks. So that's the thing about trading. You just got to try to be like consistent in your approach. And there is high probability setups where you can risk more. Just be mindful for that. So right now I'm working on at least two challenge accounts. Right now, so right now, still on the first round, you could say. So I'm trying to build that past the challenge this month for both of those two accounts. So I'm just looking for better setups. But overall, lately, the good setups be trading the US Dirty or the NAS 100. Because right now, like the market is doing great, like the stock market. So right now, it's an article about the S&P 500 closes above 5K for the first time as tech powers ahead. So there's a lot of good stuff happening for indices. So therefore, I'm probably going to increase my risk when trading indices when I wait for a good setup at a support level. Since I don't like chasing trades, I like it to come down to an area of support or area of demand where I look for buy opportunities. So that's my strategy right now for trading US 30 as well as NAS 100 since they're very volatile. And I won't mind holding because it's been proven through back testing that it will take off. It don't play around because there's so much factors in New York session when trading that pair. So that's pretty much a quick update of my trading for this week. Some pros and cons, but overall, you know, even when you do lose, you go east, back tests, and even a losing trade where it's losing. I had an opportunity to like got out the trade earlier when it broke, some levels of support, but like I said, I was busy at the gym, so I didn't really get to really close out. I would close out earlier if I saw what was happening. But and also if you don't have a stop loss, you take the risk of losing more. So I guess takeaway for this, Make sure you have a stout wall, especially if you're gonna be busy multitasking or doing something, so you don't wake up to a crazy surprise and your account being blown. So that's why I say suggest you use a stout wall. Not all the times you stop loss, because many times I'm kind of monitoring in real time or on my phone, so I'm like cautious and I'm aware. But yeah, so overall, I'll say this week was a success, maybe not profit wise due to the risk I took on trading AUD New Zealand. I normally don't trade that pair, but I like to experiment with certain new pairs over time. But maybe I should not risk as much because I don't really examine that pair. And there was news from New Zealand that was strengthening the pair. So that's what New Zealand was going down. But overall, I would say for next week, just going to go to the pairs I normally trade based off setups like the pound USD. GBP/JPY was good this past week. And overall, like, there's so many different pairs. So sure, you could trade multiple pairs, but each pair moves a little differently. So ideally, out of all the pairs, I like to focus on maybe two or three actively trading at the same time. Only because each pair moves differently, and I don't like monitoring different movements of each pair. But in trading, just I would say definitely be able to know how to analyze multiple pairs, but definitely focus on a pair because each pair has cycles. If you understand the cycles, and even if you're wrong, you could get back in on a trade, increase your risk, and you'll make back the money times two. So that's why, all you really got to do is be good at least one or two pairs, only because some pairs take a while to play out. And there's other pairs that might be playing out that day if you're not watching, like it's opportunities. So when it comes to trading, definitely understand there's always gonna be opportunities, even when you win and even when you lose. And all you need is one setup, whether you trade New York session or London session. My most successful trades be the New York session, and it be usually scalping. So that's why I don't be too worried because I know there's always setups each week. I just got to capitalize and take opportunity. And then let's see how this month of February turns out. Cause right now we just finished this previous week. So that's a little update towards my trading. And I'll look to have better updates for next week. Take care, everybody.